In this bulletin, Federal Treasurer Josh Frydenberg plays down today's higher-than-expected inflation rate announcement. Aung San Suu Kyi sentenced to 5 years imprisonment. And in AFL, the Melbourne Demons coach will watch his side from home this weekend after being diagnosed with COVID-19. With the latest from the SBS Newsroom, I'm Hannah Kwon. Treasurer Josh Frydenberg has played down today's higher-than-expected inflation rate announcement, which stands at 5.1% for the March quarter. Michelle Marcant from the Australian Bureau of Statistics says that the quarterly and annual rise to the Consumer Price Index is the largest recorded since the Goods and Services Tax was introduced in Australia in 2000. But Mr. Frydenberg has described the increase as fairly minor, saying that today's figures do not reflect the impact of the coalition's fuel excise policies. He says these numbers also reflect international events outside of the coalition's control.
What we're seeing now, at a time of great international volatility, is the impact of the war in Ukraine. What these numbers do not take into account, or the full effect of, is the halving of the fuel excise. And as I said at budget time, it's the expectation of Treasury that the halving of the fuel excise will take about a quarter of a percentage point off inflation, and we'll expect to see that in the June quarter, not the March quarter numbers that we have just seen.
Meanwhile, Labor has rejected Josh Frydenberg's explanation of the increased inflation rate. Labor's Treasury spokesperson Jim Chalmers says the rising cost of living has been an issue for some time, before the war in Ukraine ever began. He says Australians have been getting absolutely smashed by these pressures.
This is Scott Morrison's triple whammy of skyrocketing costs of living, rising interest rates and falling real wages. And that's what the number was all about today. This inflation number should be a wake-up call for a government which is out of touch, out of plans and out of time.
Bridget McKenzie has used a debate at the National Press Club to launch a wide-ranging attack on Labor and independent candidates and defend the coalition's climate change policies. The senator, who was also the coalition's emergency services and national recovery minister, accused Labor of not being interested in regional Australia the way the Nationals are. She also accused the Greens and independent candidates of wanting to exploit their personal interests for political gain. Senator McKenzie says that as much of the world is shifting on energy and greenhouse gas emissions, the coalition is making no apologies for its continued support of coal mines.
We make no apologies for backing in our traditional industries whilst at the same time investing in our new industries and our new future. Meanwhile, the oranges, the greens, the teals, in cahoots with the reds, have their own aspirational goal to stop the development of all new gas, oil and coal mines dead in their tracks and close existing ones within just 8 years.
The minister's comments come after the National Senator Matt Canavan described the coalition's net zero emissions target as dead. Overseas and Ukrainian forces say they have managed to evacuate civilians from the front line in the Donbass after accusing Russian forces of targeting civilian areas by shelling their small villages. Footage from the village of Oleksandrivka shows an already bombed farm receive another salvo, allegedly from Russian forces. The soldiers say they have managed to get everyone out of the area over the last few days.
We evacuated all the people from here, even people who didn't want to leave. We convinced them. Firstly, civilians had to be evacuated from here. It's not their war. There were children here, and they needed to be evacuated.
Deposed Myanmar leader Aung San Suu Kyi has reportedly been found guilty of corruption charges and sentenced to 5 years imprisonment. But there has been no official confirmation of the verdict or sentence, with the trial being conducted behind closed doors. Her supporters and independent legal experts have objected to the proceedings, saying her prosecution is designed to keep the 76-year-old from returning to an active role in politics. The corruption case is the first of 11 brought against the Nobel laureate following her ousting by an army takeover in February last year. To AFL and Melbourne coach Simon Goodwin has tested positive for COVID-19 and will not lead the Demons in their Round 7 AFL game. Senior assistant Adam Udza will instead coach the reigning premiers in this weekend's clash with Hawthorn. A handful of players are also believed to be impacted by coronavirus, including ace ruckman Luke Jackson and small forward Toby Bedford, who has been an unused medical sub in recent weeks. The Demons are currently on a 13-game winning streak, but will be coming up against a strong Hawthorn side in Saturday's game at the Melbourne Cricket Ground. And now for a look at tomorrow's weather. Perth showers 21, Adelaide partly cloudy 27, Melbourne cloudy 23 degrees, Hobart a shower or two 21, Canberra also a shower or two 19 degrees, Wollongong similar conditions 24, Sydney much the same 25, Newcastle partly cloudy 26, Brisbane a shower or two 27, Cairns also a shower or two 30 degrees, and Darwin a shower or two with a possible storm 33. That's the latest SBS News. I'm Hannah Kwon. We'll be right back.